Regional environmentalists saw a victory last week when Congress allocated money for land conservation along rivers in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. WYPR's Connor Graham has more.
For the past 4 years, environmentalists from the region have been urging Congress to put up $60 million to permanently protect close to 15,000 acres of land in the watershed. Joel Dunn, the president and CEO of the Chesapeake Conservancy, based in Annapolis, explains.
35 nonprofits, 4 Indian tribes, 5 governors, 9 U.S. senators, and 17 members of the House put together a large proposal for the Chesapeake region to protect these most vital areas along the rivers of the Chesapeake and the Captain John Smith Trail.
President Obama recommended that Congress allocate a little more than half that, $33 million, and Congress approved $11 million to buy slightly more than 2,100 acres. But what about the remaining unprotected areas?
Those places along the trail may not get developed immediately, although some of them are under high threat.
Dunn urged private philanthropists who are considering purchasing land along the watershed to make their moves now, before the unprotected areas become developed.
Once they're developed and turned into a parking lot, they're gone forever.
Despite the potential loss of land, Dunn and the Chesapeake Conservancy applaud Congress's decision and will continue to make proposals for next year. I'm Connor Graham for 88.1 WYPR.